So, I think you know how crazy you're making me lately. And if you listen to Gone Wild audio and stumble across this clip, then you'll know how crazy you're making me. Oh, Jesus. You've been terrible. The usual flirting and back and forth that we've had for years has taken a little bit of a turn in the past couple months, and I don't know if it's because you pick up on maybe that I'm super horny lately, or if you're just that horny lately and decided to push it further, but I think we're gonna get in trouble if this doesn't stop. I mean, you inviting me over to your house, knowing my husband's out of town, and knowing that your wife and daughter are going to be gone for the night, making me dinner, getting me a little drunk, a little high, sitting close to me on the couch, kind of like we're on a date. Not that I haven't been doing my part to encourage this attention. I knew full well that your wife wasn't going to be home when you invited me over. And even though I dressed pretty casually, to not seem too obvious, I made sure that the shirt I was wearing was unbuttoned to the appropriate spot so you could see my cleavage, which I know you appreciate. I've seen you looking before. but you're always looking at me, looking me up and down. I don't know. It's kind of making me a little crazy lately, though. I took everything I had to leave your house the other night. You giving me this big hug, me feeling your cock so hard. You kind of grinding it into me as you're asking me if I'm sure I can drive home and if I'm sure I don't want to stay the night with you. Oh my God. I don't think you have any idea how hard I came the minute I got home. And then, oh my God, last Saturday, I don't know what you're thinking, in front of all of our friends, my husband. I got up to get a chair for somebody, and you pulled me into your lap in front of everyone and said they could have my chair and that I could just sit right here in your lap. And then you firmly pulled me by my hips down onto your lap. Which was really kind of awkward and kind of funny at the same time, but it didn't stop with that. I could feel how hard you were. And then, oh God, you telling me, nuzzling my neck, telling me I smell delicious. literally inhaling me. A few minutes later, whispering in my ear, Beth, do you like to bounce? And then you started bouncing me on your knee, holding my hips down, grinding your leg into my pussy. I think you probably could tell how what that made me. And clearly I made no move to get out of your lap. Even after the quizzical and dirty looks from our friends. You seem to be keenly aware of whenever my husband's not around, and you've been trying really hard to get me alone, especially this past month. And I'll be honest with you, dying to be alone with you. Dying for you to pull me in the next room. Dying for you to pull down my jeans and bend me over. Fuck the shit out of me. While everybody waits for us in the other room. Not knowing where we went. Thinking maybe we snuck off somewhere to get high together. Because we do sometimes. Oh, God. I don't trust myself alone with you. No, I'm gonna let you fuck me. Get even a minute alone. Fuck. The thought of how much you want me. And how hard you're trying. Oh, it makes me so hot. Even if it stresses me out. And I know my husband loves the idea of you wanting me so bad. But I think he likes the idea that you get to maybe look and touch a little, but that's all. I don't know if that's all that I want you to do to me. At least not anymore. I'm just thinking. It would be. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you do find this audio. I'm in big trouble, I think.